Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County, coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be WVFB 101.5, Kicks Country. And we come to you each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock with a live broadcast, with a semi-live broadcast this afternoon at 6 o'clock. And these shows do get streamed on the Dell Horizon website after a few days, so all kinds of opportunities to listen to this tremendous show that we have here each Thursday morning. I have two special guests this morning from down at the Extension office. They've got some announcements to make, and I know we may have some other things. The old history teacher may go back and look at some of the things that happened on this day in history today. Hadn't done that for a while. I've got it pulled up on my handy-dandy machine over here and looking through a couple of things. And I don't know how long they're going to stay with me. I hope I can keep them here for a pretty good while. They said they might not stay for the whole show, but I've got the door locked. They can't get out till I let them out. So, but they always have some interesting things. And I know the 4-H folks, the youngsters, and the admin folks down there have been involved in quite a few things. I know they've got some events coming up. All right. We'll add that to the big, long list, too. And we got our birthdays and anniversaries. And we just got the name. We'll have to add this one here. I guess since it wasn't, an official call-in, I don't know whether we can put her in the drawing for the cake or not. But we will announce this elderly lady. No, excuse me, the lady who works with the elderly folks. That's what that one is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. One of my former students, which I continually call by her maiden name if I don't write it down and remind myself. But with all of that foolishness out of the way, I think we'll take a little short break, come back, and for a few minutes, we may look through today's historical events a few minutes before we get into the meat of the show with these two young ladies. But with that, we'll work in a couple of words from our sponsors. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Actually, we have these two young ladies here with me this morning, Miss Haley Barnes and Miss Kristen Rich. And we're going to talk a little bit about them. But I'm looking through, I haven't done this in a while, and Today, before we get any further, let's finish this. We come to you through the auspices of the Clay County Chamber, Three-Star Committee, and all of the folks that make this possible by buying a little commercial time on here. And we want to remind everyone to quit spending all your money in Cookeville and spend what of it you can here in Salina. And I know we've got quite a few folks coming through this summer and spending a little money, looks like. I know that some of the businesses around the square here have had some fairly good business, and I know it wasn't good at all over at the bakery this morning. Somebody come in and bought every dadgum one of the cinnamon rolls before I got there.
They are pretty good.
So that ruined my starting of the day, but I know everything's going good, and I know our Dale Holly Getaway is doing good. Our boat dock, we've got all kinds of people. Of course, we have to turn the lake over to the outsiders in the summer, but it won't be too long before we get it back. Yeah. After Labor Day, it'll belong to us again for a while, and we can ease up that way. But this is a tremendous, all over Tennessee vacation time. It's a great time to go up to Pigeon Forge or Gatlinburg if you want to park your car and walk, and not go to any of the waterfalls or hike any of the trails, or because they're lined up for miles and miles on the side of the road up there. And I know they say that's the most visited national park, and I think every one of them decided to come back this summer after being off for a while. But with all that foolishness out of the way, looking down, I hadn't done the history thing for a while, and I'm just going to look at a couple of things down through here, and I might even comment. In the year 1099, the city of Jerusalem is captured and plundered by Christian forces during the First Crusade. You know, and we were still looking at the Middle East today with the unrest and things over there, and this is in 1099. And I think it had gone on even back when you go back to the B.C. time between the various tribes and things over there. And they're still, of course, having problems today that we hear about on the news every day. Looking on down through here, let's see if I can find anything else of good interest to us. This is the day that Napoleon met his Waterloo. And you know, everybody's heard that, okay, this is the day that this is the day that Napoleon got defeated at the Battle of Waterloo. So that's where that little saying comes from. Let's see. Might be a couple more things in here that look pretty good. This was the week, of course, the Wimbledon tennis that went on back for years and years. Let's see. Olympic gold in 1912. American athlete Jim Thorpe is placed in top four in all 10 events for an Olympic record, 8,413 points, to win the decathlon gold medal at the Stockholm Olympic. And this medal was originally stripped from him after that, but was reinstated in 1982. It appears that Jim Thorpe had signed and played maybe just a few weeks of semi-pro baseball. And, of course, the Olympic Committee found that and took his awards away from him for a long, long time. And I believe Jim Thorpe was an American Indian, I believe. So, you know, this was he was one of the best early athletes and, of course, one of the legendary things that are still talked about today. Let's see. Wiley Post began the first solo flight around the world. And Wiley Post was it's kind of remembered in history for if you're of my age or older. He was flying the airplane up in Alaska with Will Rogers, who was an American humorist, movie star, that crashed and killed both of them up in Alaska a few years ago. And if you've never done this, go on YouTube sometime, and there is a full-length Broadway play on there called An Evening with Will Rogers that is very much worth listening to. It has great humor in it, and some of the things that he said are still very apropos even during today's time. But he was a humorist and a commentator, not like the late night commentators we have now. He was an evenly divided commentator. He picked on Republicans, Democrats, rich people, poor folks, everyone. I mean, he was probably the greatest American humorist of all times. And with that, that's enough of this for today. But they're just all kinds of things. And if you ever want to take a look, this is called On This Day in History, and has all the birthdays of the famous people that were born on this day. And let's see, what I've got this stuff up here. The Facebook page, Clay County Extension's got a page down there. Everybody has a page on Facebook anymore. So, and you can get a lot of news there. And there's also, do you guys have a regular website?
We do also have a regular website.
I thought you did have a regular. But those things, they're not as hardly current as what's on Facebook, are they?
Yeah.
It takes a little longer. And I do know that Clay County has a new website up, and we could... and it's called visittn.com. It has been newly renovated, and it's still kind of a work of art. It's not hardly completed yet. The last strokes aren't on it yet, but it gives you all kinds of information about what's going on here in Clay County. And, of course, the Clay Chamber is on Facebook. Of course, we're all on Facebook anymore. And also, while we're talking about that, completed our ad yesterday for the Cumberland Run Car Show, which is going to take place now in September. Got it up and running on Facebook full time yesterday. So, with that, ladies, good morning.
And good morning.
Good morning.
That's nearly in unison, wasn't it? have you got to the point yet where you kind of look around and look over and see, well, Haley's doing something I just thought about doing? Have you gotten that close yet?
Yeah. Basically, we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
In the office and out of the office doing things.
Okay. What we got going on down there? You want to talk? You've got your list made
out. Yeah. We got some lists. Start? All right.
Would you not let seniority go first?
I'll be gracious. I'll let Chris go first. All right. So one thing I did want to just mention and let everybody be aware of, because we're super proud of them, is our Clay County 4-H livestock judging team. We did have 10 participants go to the regional level, and our senior high team that consisted of Ella McLaren, Eli Rich, Will Dotson, and Carly Kendall made it to the state contest, so we were really proud of them. At the state contest, they placed fourth place, and they evaluated four species. They evaluated beef, pig, sheep, and goats, so it's a really tough contest. And at the state, they got fourth place, and that earned them a trip to a national contest. So the kids are getting to go to a national contest, and that contest is going to be in Kansas City, Missouri, in October. So the kids are super excited. We're all super proud of them. And so with that being said, we're going to have to raise some money for them to go on their trip so they can go for free. So we're going to...
Free's a good price.
Yeah, free's a good price. So we're hoping to meet our goals with two fundraisers that are coming up. And I just want to let everybody know about those fundraisers. And you can see some flyers around town and get on our Facebook page and see some info. It's created as an event on Facebook as well, so you can mark if you're coming or you're interested. It is on Friday, August 6th at 11 o'clock at the Women's Building. We're having a pork loin lunch fundraiser for our livestock judging team kids that are going to nationals. So we're hoping to see everybody down there to support the kids. We're going to have pork loin, mashed potatoes, green beans, a roll, a brownie, and a drink.
That sounds really
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I know. It sounds so good right now. I'm already hungry.
So when exactly does the contest take place?
Their contest is in October, so we're trying to get ahead of it. Well,
it takes a while.
It does. So they're really excited, and they're all in to be helping and getting the word out for the fundraiser as well. So that is Friday, August 6th at 11 o'clock at the Women's Building. Come and get you a good plate. And then...
before we go through, that gives us a great show in October. And when we get back and we bring you two ladies up with all of the youngsters that went with you.
Yeah.
And they get to talk about the trip. Now, let me ask you about the trip itself. Is it just going to be a straight... Of course, this is, I guess, during school time, isn't it?
It is.
Can you kind of maybe weasel in a few days and be tourists for a day or two?
So their contest is actually on a Sunday, so we're going to send them up on a Friday, and they're going to have some of the day Friday and Saturday to be tourists, and then they'll compete in their contest on Sunday, and they'll come back on Monday. So they're really excited to get to go to Kansas City, too.
Is this Kansas City, Missouri,
Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, does... That mean maybe you come back through St. Louis?
Maybe, I guess.
And look at the arch. And
whichever way they want to come through.
are you having a livery service take you up there, or is Mom and Dad?
Well, so Haley and I are both expecting, so we're due around that time, so we can't go with them. So we're going to have parent volunteers to go with them. We're super excited we're having babies, but we're sad we're not going to get to go with them. But they're all super excited. So
I can imagine so.
Yes.
And so you've got to miss it.
We're going to have to miss it this time.
Such are the duties of motherhood. Okay, now what's next on your list?
All right. So that was our first fundraiser we're going to do. And then our second fundraiser is the very next day. And it will be at the Clay County Museum Festival on August 7th. And we're going to be teaming up with the Cattlemen's Association, and they are gracious enough to be sponsoring us with their cow patty contest. So come buy a cow patty ticket. The kids will be selling them. The extension office will have them, and places around town will also have them.
So now that's not a edible patty.
It is not. Hey, but if you win, you get $500. So that's a good incentive to buy your $5 cow patty ticket.
I know that very well. I think my wife won the
first one. My goodness. That's awesome.
And she didn't give me a cent out of that
patty. Oh, man. Yeah, the cow patty contest is definitely
It's a crowd pleaser.
It's a crowd pleaser, for sure.
It definitely draws.
Now, is Randall going to run around with his little bucket and shove it?
That'll probably be me.
Oh, do that this time.
That'll probably be me.
Since he's retired. So he's turned that over to you.
Yep.
I mean, that's an important job.
So we have to see everybody out there. Buy a ticket from us. Buy a plate from us. The kids will really appreciate it. We really appreciate it. They're super excited to get to go to Nationals.
All right.
All right. You want me to keep going? Okay, I have one more thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to Haley. For you beef farmers out there, we have a Master Beef class coming up and a Beef Quality Assurance class coming up. It's at the end of this month, and it goes into August. You can call us at the extension office for more information on that. But if you are a beef farmer and would like education on, or if you're not a beef farmer and you would like to know more about cattle or hay or anything like that, just sign up and come to our class.
Okay.
That's all I have.
For the time being, that's all you're asking.
I guess. I always think of something else.
All right. We'll take a little short break. We'll come back just in a minute. And before we go to break, though, I'm going to read our quite extensive list of birthdays and anniversaries today. We have Mr. Brandon Birdwell, and I think his aunt Liz Brown called this one in to wish him a happy birthday on the 13th. And then we had a call for Mr. Mike Denton. happy birthday. And I get this call every year along about this time, and that is Kenneth Walker's twin sister, Aileen, called in to wish him a happy birthday. So we'll wish both of them a happy birthday today. And let's see, Miss Wanda Donaldson celebrating a birthday, Joanne Terry, and this next one here, Roger and Teddy Lou Roulon over at the bakery, their anniversary was actually last Thursday, but it was on Friday, so I was going to announce it this week, and so I think he's out of the doghouse now, but their anniversary was last Thursday, so we'd like to wish them a happy anniversary. Mr. Mark Ashlock, birthday. Miss Emily Moss, Beth and Bill Moulton's had an anniversary this past week. Miss Katie Thompson, I believe her married name is Katie Thompson Staley, maybe. Another one of my students. She doesn't live here anymore, but sometimes she catches us on the internet or something. So we'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And Miss Susan Craig Scoville and Miss Sandra Wiggs celebrated a birthday today. And that'd be Haley's first mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mama.
All right. So, and we'll be choosing a winner out of all these here just in a few minutes. All right. Let's take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here with Ms. Haley Barnes and Kristen Clements Rich. And we've been, Kristen filled everyone in on the national contest coming up. Now, we had another national contest to talk about here in a minute, didn't we? If you got that one, or she...
I will.
All righty. But go ahead, Haley.
Okay. Yes, so just to add on to our kids that are competing in national events, we did have one, Mr. Will Dotson. He competed at the National 4-H Shooting Sports event in Nebraska a couple weeks ago. He represented Clay County and the state of Tennessee for the shotgun event up there. So to be able to qualify for that event, there's a couple shoots that you go through here in the state of Tennessee with the 4-H organization. So he actually qualified 2 years in a row. The first time he qualified, of course, COVID kind of knocked that out. We're just so thankful and lucky that he got to go and experience that event this year.
Okay, and I saw some of the posts and a little bit of things on that one. Seems like he had a little bad luck when he was going through some of the contests. I think once maybe when it's about the time he got ready to shoot a train come through or something.
Yeah. Nebraska's a little bit different than here in Tennessee with us. But I think he had a good experience overall. And
did either one of you all get to go to that contest?
No, he traveled there with his parents.
And I also noticed one time, what was the other thing? Something came along and kind of, you didn't expect here in Tennessee, some kind of animal or something came along and disturbed him or something or other. But,
I'm not sure about that one.
But, now, you know, just qualifying for those things are, I guess people don't realize, we're talking about nationwide things.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, if you can, you know, most of the time we feel real good if we can qualify for a regional and then get and finish high enough in the region to make it to the state level.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we're lucky enough to make it on that is a tremendous accomplishment.
Yes.
By our young folks.
These kids work very hard in everything that they do. They practice hard. It takes a lot of time and skill to go into these contests, both the livestock judging and the shooting sports. This is the second time, actually, Clay County 4-H has been able to send a shooter to the national event.
Just along that line, can a list of some of the national events that take place in 4-H that our kids are shooting for?
Okay. Of course, the shooting sports would encompass shotgun, rifle, archery. There's also a hunting skills that is new to our state, but on a national level, they've been doing that one for a little while. So,
what was that one?
A hunting skills. We're looking into it. I'm not as versed on that one so far because this is the first year that Tennessee has ever sent a team to it. So that is something that I would be interested in Clay County to start competing in.
Is that something like tracking animals or?
It has everything to do with the hunting as far as, yes, the tracking of animals, the identification of different equipment, things such as that. Has wildlife, different wildlife environment aspects to it as well. Some of our other national events that youth can compete in just in general with 4-H would obviously be the livestock judging, meats judging. There's a family and consumer science skills on and consumer decision making teams that they can go to compete on a national level for.
Now let's talk about that one just a second, which is, you know, important to everyone anymore because we're continually hearing, you know, the consumer things, and then of course we're bombarded with all of these consumer shows to show you how to save money, how to pick the right food. Now, what would that involve for them?
So for that contest, of course, in the state we hold that on a regional and then a state level, and that's how they would qualify for the national event. The components of that contest would be kind of like just what it says, consumer decision making. So they give the youth scenarios based on different topics that are involved in family consumer science. It might be you're at a grocery store or you're somewhere shopping. The scenario is you have a couple different items, and based on, they just try to make the best educated choice based on what the scenario might be. There's also a team aspect to it, as in they work through a specific scenario, and then they have to present that to the judges. Based on how well they prepare their presentation and present their presentation, that's also scored too. So there's critical skills, thinking aspects to it, but there's also presentation and public speaking aspects to that as well.
Okay, and doing that, does that say, hey, we're going to give each one of you $75, take it to the grocery store or wherever, and bring back items from this list, and let's see who can bring back the best, most items. Whoever does that is going to win.
Well,
if it is something really kind of along that line.
It's very similar to that. It really is. They don't actually get to go in and do it, but they do it on paper. They work out those scenarios on paper, and then they're judged based on what the solution that they come up with.
Okay, do they go as far as to say, you know, well, the nutrition value of the quality of the product?
Yes. Based on how the question is formed, it may be, you know, stay within a certain dollar amount, but also think about the nutrition value of the product that you're choosing as well.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break. I know we got some more national contests we want to talk about. We'll be right back in a minute, and you can kind of gather your thoughts, and we'll be right back in a minute.
Okay.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Haley, we were talking about some of the national contests.
Yes, some of the other ones that you can do through 4-H would be poultry judging, soils judging, land judging. We have sent some teams to, in the past, before my time, to national events with that as well. And then
I can remember some great land judging teams, and like I said earlier, some of the poultry teams that were, you know, did a tremendous job. I remember we had one group of, I guess, the soil judging team that were maybe for a couple of 3 years were pretty dominant here in the Upper Cumberland.
Yes. So Clay County has been fortunate. We've had youth compete at really high levels for some of these events, and we hope to still continue that in the future. But I also have an update of what's next in 4-H for me would be our outdoor meat cookery team. That one, there is a part of that you can go on to compete in a national event for. So with outdoor meat cookery, it's a grilling event that is four different species, beef, pork, chicken, and lamb. So based on different characteristics of that would be grilling, the grilling process, the health and safety process of it, and then the actual ending product of your grilled meat. And that's how that contest is judged on. We did have, a couple years ago, we did have one 4-H'er qualify for a national event for that. The only way you can go to a national event without outdoor meat cookery is if you are the top poultry griller. So we had one, it was Matt White, who placed first in the state for his chicken that he had grilled at the state contest. And then that made him eligible to be able to compete in a national event.
Okay, let me ask you about that. Does that begin with a selection of what you're going to grill, or do they just, whatever's thrown out there to you, you got to cook it, make it taste good, or do you have to go and do you get a choice, you know, where you can pick a certain steak and that type of thing?
Yes, you do have a choice. On the national level, you do not. The meat is provided. The poultry is provided to you. But for our state contest, we compete on a regional and a state level, we take our own choices with us. So we choose, the kids have the freedom to choose if they want to do something special, or we assist them with those choices as they go and compete in the regional and state.
All righty. Now, are we through with all the national contests?
Yes, I think that is it for those. Really the last thing that I have is we are so excited and eager that we are going to be adding a new 4-H position in our office. So we have been lucky enough, UT Extension on a statewide level we'll be adding 32 new positions across the state. Within Middle Tennessee, our central region, we'll be adding 10 new positions just within our central region. And Clay County was lucky enough to be able to have one of these positions to add. So the new position will be a 100% 4-H agent. So right now, Kristen and I work as split agents where we still have 4-H responsibility. So we'll be going both family consumer science tracks and adult and ag and natural resources. We'll still be working a lot with our 4-H program just because that is so prominent in our county and we do love it so much. But we are blessed to be able to add a and full-time 4-H agent to our staff.
Okay, now can I give my opinion of why we got it? Someone at that level looked and saw that, golly, these two young ladies in Clay County are doing so much with so little, with so little amount of allotted time, and the things they're doing, there is no way that two people can be expected to continue to do this forever. They need someone full-time to help them get make sure that this 4-H can stay on that level.
Yes, I think overall, I think that was the big logic behind it, the statewide push.
And I know you weren't going to say that.
But we do stay very busy. There is a lot that we do offer with our 4-H program. We offer just as much as some of the larger counties that have multiple 4-H agents. So we're definitely looking forward to having a new staff member in the office. So
okay,
we can
now, participation. Do you have a rough number of the number of kids that, the number of young folks that you do serve? With all your 4-H clubs and.
So we serve, of course, we start in the fourth grade.
Right.
We go fourth through 12th grade. I think a good rough number of how many we would serve with that would be somewhere between 300 to 400 within our county.
So
that
we
is.
All fourth through eighth graders and then all the club members in high school that want to join 4-H.
That is, let's see, thinking down through, that's about around a third of all of our students in Clay County, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Are members of.
Yes.
Scared me that.
In the fall, yeah.
And I tend to think some of the, I know one of the things that we were very proficient in for a number of years, what about the public speaking?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we just had a run of excellent public speakers that came through here at one time. I don't know how many of them became politicians or anything, but and lawyers, but it seemed like that was a very, very strong suit for our 4-H's for a long time. And I know they started down about, with the fourth graders, working up their speeches and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my wife taught in junior high, and I know she worked with Randall quite a bit on that.
That is a skill that we try to do introduce that every year. It's a good main focus on the first part of our 4-H year, which is the starting of the new school year. We focus a lot on the public speaking contest, working with the kids on what is a good speech, how to write a good speech, and then how to deliver a good speech. We do spend a lot of time on that, and we do have a lot of kids that participate in that contest. And it is, we like that because it's such a necessary skill today, maybe more than ever, for youth to learn how to be able to talk within a group setting.
And you'll hear so many people, it doesn't matter if they're celebrities around the county or whatever, say 4-H actually helped them be a better public speaker. That's where they first got their experience, was in 4-H.
Well, you know, those folks, and we did have speech in the high school. I don't think we have a speech class anywhere in our school anymore. Until you get to that next level, and somewhere along the line, I believe it's still there at any university, that you've got to take at least one public speaking class in order to get your diploma. And I have seen folks that retched and fell out in the hallway, had to run to the bathroom, I mean, all kinds of things before they even made an attempt to get in front of a classroom and make a speech. And that, it's scary that we have so-called educated people that can't stand up in front of a group and converse with them.
Mm-hmm. It is definitely a necessary skill.
Now, what about you, girl? Did you get? I know you both had to have the public. Were you frightened, or you just walked through it?
Mine was an agriculture public speaking class, so the content was easy for me to come up with a speech, but the delivering it, I feel like everybody gets nervous. I mean, mm-hmm. just even still.
Yeah.
Public speaking is hard.
What about yours, Heidi?
Public speaking has never been my strong suit. It's definitely something that I've had to learn to try to become better at and continue to be better at. But along the same lines, yes, I did have to have a public speaking contest within college. You know, topic-wise, we kind of got to pick what we wanted to talk about based on what kind of speech it was, but the delivery process of it is always nerve-wracking.
You know, I went through that. I mean, I didn't have a whole lot of trouble with it, but, you know, sometimes it is when I think at that time, the instructor, you know, that you had a list of things you could, out of like four things, you can pick this one, and you had to come up with one. I don't know how many speeches we made, a whole bunch. But I never will forget. I took the class in the summertime, and in the class that I was in, my show and tell, there was a group of people that were actually older than me then, and ladies that were in the class that were, I guess, that were teachers that had come back to take a class of some kind to renew their certificate. So I never will forget. My speech was how to use a bumper jack. That was my show and tell speech. I never will forget that one. Showing this classroom full of older ladies where the bumper jack was hid, how you put it together, then how to remove the lug nuts and all this kind of. But some of these things kind of stand out. But I know the public speaking thing, like I said, a lot of people have trouble with it, and I know that the youngsters here, when they started in the fourth grade, there were some of them that became little stars right off the bat.
They definitely are very nervous at the beginning, which we always understand and reassure them that is normal. But by the end of it, we have some of them saying, can we do that again? Or when are we going to do that again?
Yeah, when are we going to do this next year? Okay, let's take a little short break, come back, and I guess we may, Kristen, you got anything particular left? Are we just going to kind of free flow here for a few minutes? We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I know, like I said, we've about concluded all this stuff that we really wanted to talk about, but I said, Kristen, now we've got to do something. We've got a few more minutes of time, and I think you said you ran across something there.
Yeah, so I've gotten word from the state that if you have boxwoods in your landscaping or around your house anywhere, that there could possibly be a new invasive pest that could kill your boxwood. So if you have a boxwood, I'd encourage you to go out there and see if you see any moths that are flying around them, any eggs that are on the leaves, or if they're dying. I would really like to come out there and see if that's what's going on. They're wanting to know where these boxwood tree moths are so they can have a little better bit of control on them, hopefully. So
that's the one that I guess it's called boxwood. A lot of people like to square them up.
Yes, you can shape them or do whatever you want to with them. So
that's something. I think I know a couple of them, so I may need to check.
Yeah, check yours out. If they start dying, let me know.
There's something that I have noticed, and I don't know. I guess I might have checked with folks down there, and that is I have a one of my flowering trees. What is that? It grows up in the mountains. Pinkins, that has been look like it's got some kind of disease on the bark, and one of my trees is dying. Not the laurel, but the rhododendron.
Oh yes.
Have you heard anything about a rhododendron disease or blight or anything?
I can find out.
Okay, do a check on that.
I'll find out. Probably.
I trimmed some leaves or some limbs out of one of those yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I have one here that's like 10, 12 foot tall, and down at the other end of it. It's dying in the same
way. Uh-oh. Yeah, I'll try to find out for you.
You know, and that is, how much in your area, in the agricultural area, the meetings on things like you said, the boxwood, how often do you get bulletins like that down where there is some type of invasive pest or some kind of plant disease?
Yeah, so we get notifications a lot. Last year it was the Asian longhorn tick. They were super, they were killing cattle and different, giving diseases to people, dogs, any pets and livestock. So, yeah, we get stuff like that all the time. So if you suspect something different about anything that you have, you just call us and I'll come out and check for you, and we'll see what's going on. Also, one thing that we do down at the Extension office that maybe not a lot of people know of is we send off soil samples for gardens, for hay fields, or whatever. So if you ever need to know if you're deficient in any area and need some fertilizer, just call the Extension office, and I'd be glad to come out and pull a soil sample for you and send it off. And you'd get your results back, and it'd have recommendations on fertilizers for you.
Okay, and I know we had the folks from out at the farm the other day on here. April's good husband. We went through the whole thing about the grain and all that.
Yeah.
Which was neat. Hey, and I'm looking down through here some of the things that just happened that we look forward to later. The backyard poultry.
Yeah, so backyard poultry since COVID hit has absolutely skyrocketed. Of course, in Clay County, we've been doing the chick chain project, and it was actually hard to get our birds this year because so many people around the country are buying flocks for their backyard. I guess COVID scared them and they wanted to grow some of their own food. Yeah. We had a backyard poultry meeting on via Zoom, so you can watch that still on YouTube. You can get on our Clay County Extension page and find that link somewhere down a couple weeks ago. We had Dr. Downs from MTSU, and he talked about nutrition and health for your backyard. So it was a really good meeting.
You know, I can remember back in the day there, and I know your parents can't, when they ordered chickens through the mail.
That's how they come.
The boxes, and you know, of course, the bad thing about that was that you got your chickens all at one time, which means they all matured to the age of being ready to process about the same time.
Yep.
Which meant there was a couple of 3 days of chicken picking.
Yep.
And getting the chickens ready to I guess we put them in the freezer bags and saved all the chicken, which, it didn't work out real good for those of us youngsters that had to help process them. But I did notice this year that I think maybe over at the Clay County Farm Store, they actually have some live chickens in there that they were selling this year.
Yep.
I don't think I'd ever noticed that before. I'm sure they may have had it.
Yeah.
And looking on down through here, how about that one there?
All right. So in Clay County, we have had some reports of anaplasmosis in cattle, and that's just a disease. So the co-op, along with Purina, Alyssa Clements actually kind of put that on. They put a meeting on about the anaplasmosis, just letting people know kind of signs, symptoms, what you can do to keep them healthy. And they also talked about some minerals that you can give your cattle. So that was a really good meeting.
So that we had that going on.
Had that going on.
And I think I saw something on one of the pages somewhere about there may be some type of problem with tomato plants this year with some type of...
Well, I actually just wanted to let everyone know if you are seeing purple leaves on your tomato plants, you may have a phosphorus deficiency. So I can come out, take a soil sample for you and make sure, or you can treat your tomato plants. Mine were actually doing that at the beginning of the year, right after I had planted them before they started producing. And I actually just sprinkled some 0-10-0, so the phosphorus fertilizer around them, and that cured them. So,
so you're now a doctor.
I guess so. So if you suspect that you might have a phosphorus deficiency, you can call me and I can help you with that.
And I think I saw something the other day. I know a couple three hydrangea plants. And if you want to change the color of your hydrangea bloom, change your phosphorus level in the soil a little bit.
You can change pH.
The pH of the bit,
yep.
And you can change the color of your hydrangea
bloom. Yep, can. Yeah. It's pretty neat. Even like runoff from your air conditioning unit can change the color of your plants, hydrangeas. That's crazy, but I've seen it too much.
And I ran across something, I don't remember exactly where it was at, but it was that there is a specific time of the year to cut your hydrangeas back based on the color of the flower.
Oh, wow. I don't know that one.
I think one of them was, if it was the blue colors, you trim them first, like in September, cut them back in September. And then if it was the pink ones or the white ones, you waited a month longer to cut them back.
I have to look into that.
I have no reasoning behind that, but I know that.
Yeah.
And I know this year that actually I came into my hydrangeas and I trimmed them back about 8 inches this spring.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, the thing is, hydrangeas, suppose they bloom from last year's growth, but I cut all that off and now they're grown out and they're all just green as they can be, and they're like they're going to bloom late this year.
Oh, yeah.
So, there are just so many variances. And one thing I'm wondering, maybe you can answer this for me. I have I guess it's a 4x12 little garden box. And last year I put me some tomato plants in them, and they grew beautifully up to about 10 foot tall.
Oh, my word.
And had 2 tomatoes on it.
Oh, no. I know a lot of people had trouble.
Analysis of that.
I know a lot of people had trouble with their gardens last year. I don't know if it was just the year, the rain, the dry. I don't know what it was. But a lot of people had problems with producing lots of vegetables and things on their plants. Their plants would grow good, but they wouldn't have the yield.
I've done away with tomatoes, and I put strawberries in there this year. And they're growing like crazy.
Well, good. Maybe your yield will be good.
Next year, I'm going to have a box full of strawberry plants.
Yeah. Well, good. I love strawberries. You're going to have to bring me some.
I don't know if there's that many or not, but it looks like there's going to be a big box full of that. But, right now, too, it's right now canning time, isn't it? Corn freezing time.
Yep.
All of those things are coming up.
Coming up.
So the produce is coming in. And what about our farmer's market?
Farmers Market is every Saturday from 8 to 12 here on the Courthouse Square in Solana. We encourage everybody to come and buy, but we encourage more people to come and sell. We need some more vendors. We've been having about an average of three with fresh produce, baked goods, fresh flowers, and things like that, things people have made up here on the square on Saturday morning.
Cherise and the boys with blueberries.
Yes, blueberries. So, yeah, come and see us up here on Saturday mornings. You might want to get here earlier than later. I know the blueberries a couple weeks ago sold out in like 30 minutes. two boxes of tomatoes I know sold out in 45 minutes. So there's people to buy, but we need more people to sell. I know you get used to giving your extra produce to your neighbor and things like that, but there is a market for it.
You know, that's a tradition. It is hard to beat some of the, especially the older farmers,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, hey, I've always just given this to my neighbors. I never really thought that I would sell it.
Yeah.
Because I've got it and I don't need it.
Yeah.
But I think basically, I think everyone that's been here has sold out of what they had.
Yes, absolutely.
I know one week we had a truckload of South Carolina peaches here.
Yes, and they should be back, and they should have corn this coming up weekend, hopefully, maybe next weekend.
Yeah, I have been taking care of the corn with about two roasting ears per night.
Yay, yes, I love corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob and tomatoes.
Yes.
You can't beat that. But as you said, you know, we need more people here to come by, and you're welcome to come by and sit up. We've got lots of good shade here.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions on about setting up, you can just call me at the extension office. Our phone number, I've said call me so many times at the extension office. Our phone number is 243-2311. So if you have anything that you want to ask about farming, nutrition, 4-H, call us.
Let me ask you a question about this. Since I don't use landline at all anymore, do you have to use the area code on landlines when you call a 243 number?
This, I'm pretty sure you do. I always do. Dial the phone number, but I'm pretty sure you still have to.
Well, I know for forever and ever, you know, we didn't have to use that. And I had all of my contacts in my phone.
Oh.
None of them had an area code in front of them, which made it neat when your call cannot be completed as dialed. Big dummy, go get a area code. But, ladies, hey, we about got through this half of the show that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And y'all didn't have anything hardly to talk about. I don't know, we could probably look on down through here on the extension, but like I said, those things that are there now on YouTube, and basically anything anymore that is, I know all of the Zoom meetings we've had, any of those that you think you might be interested in, no matter what the subject, whatever, most of those things do are on YouTube, and they do stay there for quite a while. So that, you know, I think we have kind of learned that there's a lot more things on things like YouTube other than just music, that you get a good education there. I know there are actually some places where they're actually teaching college courses on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new day and a new time. And it's great when you go through a whole bunch of it and look back and see where you started and where you're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back here, I know our extension agency down there is in great hands, and it's great news that we're getting one more that we're really, I know you guys are really looking forward to it because it's going to lighten your load just a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm going to do it this way today. We have 12 names on here, and I'm going to let you all get to, you two are going to say, get together real quick and tell me which number you want to.
Between
1
and
12. 12
names,
yes.
What do you want to pick? Eight.
Number eight. All right. Let's look and see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Emily Moss.
All right.
Emily Moss has won the catch today. So that is great. Emily, just go over by the chamber office and pick up your Dairy Queen card. Go get your birthday cake. And I know Emily right now is having a few problems, but I think a birthday cake right there would help cheer her up. And I'd like to wish her once again a happy birthday and get over and take care of that. Well, ladies, we have made it through an hour today. I appreciate you coming by. I always enjoy having you here. And I'll remind you that I did have a lady on here one day that I asked her to give me a number between 1 and 9, and she fired right back at me and said 12.
Uh-oh.
But with that, and it's time we've got everything pretty much shut down here. We've got everything put back where it belongs nearly. So we will say to everyone, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with our rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock on WVFV FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, good day, Clay County.